me a minute while we get things started and get the folks who are watching this broadcast caught up. Okay.
What's up, y'all? This is Dawn Robinson, formerly of In Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. My girls! I love you, y'all.
Going live now.
I am Jensen Atwood, and you are watching In the Basement with Javon and Therese.
One take. Thank you, Jensen.
Loved it.
Hi, I'm Rodney. You're watching The Basement. Stay tuned.
Okay.
The Basement.
All right.
Javon and Therese.
Hey, this is Leon. That's right, Leon, for some of your favorite movies, and I'm at brunch in The Basement with Therese and Siobhan. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say, but it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah, brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but you know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway, no, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway,
I'm gonna
send y'all some perfume. I'll definitely get an address. I'll send y'all some.
You
tomorrow.
Can send me some cologne, because I mean,
cologne,
you know,
cologne.
Yeah.
I
just
do
in
that.
Case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so.
And we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.
Hey everybody, how you doing? How are you doing? What's up? What's up, Poppy Chulo? You know, man, you're just the bomb, and I love you to pieces. Love you all to pieces. And you are watching and listening to In the Basement with Javon and Therese on WJBR Internet Radio. For those of you who might be watching from Facebook, please jump right on over to YouTube and enjoy the show in its entirety on YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio, because Facebook sometimes will disconnect us. And without a moment to spare, she's here.
Bang.
The co-hostess with the mostest.
What's happening? What's happening?
Hey, baby girl. How are you?
I'm good. Happy hump day, everybody. I see you, Madeline Juby. How you doing? Sending you and Eric big hugs and kisses.
Yes. And yes, this is a hump day. And just, you know, I didn't get to it, but there are tornado warnings in New Jersey. So please get yourself somewhere safe and comfortable and ride it out. And if we should lose power, don't worry. Don't worry. You know, there are shows in the archives. You can just... There's so many great shows that we've done, absolute gems, that if for some reason we experience a blackout, which I hope and pray we don't, and all that stuff, oogie woogie. But I, you know, just watch a show, another show, and just relax. Don't go out, especially if you're in New York, New Jersey, you know. And Connecticut. That's right. Basement birthday shout outs.
Yeah. And can I just say something real quick about birthdays?
Yes, you can.
And you know, and how you doing, Silky? Good to see you tonight. All right.
I'm doing.
You doing? Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? I want to say a shout. I want to give a shout out.
Shout out.
Birthdays, but I also want to say this about birthdays. Good people, we've had this past year and 8 months, we've had a tremendous amount of losses over the globe. Losses have hit many of us. If you are not affected by losses, you absolutely know someone who lost someone near and dear. And losses overall, but it has been quite devastating with this in this pandemic that we are still in. And if you are fortunate enough to be celebrating, or, well, even if you're not celebrating, but if you're blessed enough to have another orbit around the sun, meaning a birthday, please celebrate yourself. That is something to be celebrated. That is something to thank your ancestors for. It's a beautiful thing. Life is a beautiful thing. Living is a beautiful thing. So yeah, let's get to the birthday. What we got? I have two special ones. Shout out to Mark Forrest of Savvy Entertainment Group. He celebrated a birthday yesterday. And today, my baby cousin, Elena, celebrated a birthday. Funkin Spice.
Happy birthday.
Also, who incidentally is Corey's daughter. That's yes, Corey's daughter.
Yeah, I saw the picture looking like her daddy.
Yeah.
Cutelicious. And Gloria Estefan, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
One of my, what do they call them, guilty pleasure groups, the Gibbs, the Bee Gees.
Oh.
Barry
guilty
Gibbs.
They've always been bad. Child too.
Yep. And Boney James.
Boney James, yes.
Oh my God. Remember when he came out and just did something to jazz? Everybody became smooth jazz fans. You were not cool if you didn't listen to CD 101.9. Okay.
CD 101.9, be cool.
You know that's right. Yeah. Everybody. Well, Boney James. Okay.
Yeah.
R&B and soul singer songwriter Selena Johnson, your girl.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. The second.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On tomorrow and
shout out to Selena.
KC.
Yes.
Of Jodeci.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Also, like you said, you know, we've suffered a lot of losses, and so with that, we're sending our condolences to Mimi Leakes, and the family on the loss of Greg.
Yes, absolutely. Shout out to Nene, sending love and prayers to the entire family. We've kind of saw that journey, and it is rough. And I'll say this, not on her behalf, but just as a consideration, you know, Nene is a very public person, and she has, you know, been in the scene for a very long time in Atlanta,
and other places as well. But please, when you see her, please offer her the grace and space of grieving. And, you know, like we all know, folks are real people in real life, and they need the space. So, you know, don't roll up on her with the, you know, can I take a picture right now? Because it's bigger than a picture for her and her family. Just give them prayers and love. And if you can't do that, don't do anything at all. Just be respectful.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, folks get really stupid when it comes to celebrities and when they experience loss and, you know, people just don't allow them to grieve. People say insensitive shit, you know, like just, you know, I'm not even going to repeat some of the stupidity I've heard. The thing is that, you know, when people are singers, actors, actresses, newscasters or sports figures, whatever they do that bring them some level of celebrity, guess what? They're still a human being. You know, these are people that put on their pants one leg at a time, except for me. I put them both on at the same time. But that's just me. That's just me. You know, but you know, people are people. You know? I remember someone quite some time ago asked me, how is it that, I don't remember exactly how the question was phrased, or how is it that people, I maintain friendships with celebrities, how do I, whatever, with celebrities, whatever, something like that.
Sorry, it's a cat call.
So Cat, this is not the first time. Please answer that call, please.
I'm going to answer. Yes, Kat, I'm on the air, and so are you. Yes. Let me call you back.
Kat, you know, I hope it's not an emergency. I really do. Let her know. I pray that it's not something serious and that she's okay.
Emergency, yeah, she's okay. It's an emergency phone call.
Okay, all right. I'm a behave then. I like to bug Kat a little bit because she's good peeps. But I pray everything is okay and will and I'm feeling and sending out the positive vibe that it will be. If it ain't in this moment, it will be in the next. Gabby, I can't add another thing right now. Although we do enjoy. Therese and I both enjoy audiobooks, so if it's an audiobook, maybe we'll find time to listen to it, and then we can chat about it.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Definitely. And yeah, Pop, you know, I was reading that story and heard about it, but didn't know all the specific details. But I was happy to hear that the grand jury indicted all three officers. Now we need them to convict them. And the paramedics. What kind of world and what kind of souls would do this? A Colorado grand jury indicted three officers and two paramedics involved in the August 2019 death of Elijah McClain.
Yep.
A 23-year-old black man who was stopped by police while walking home from the store. They placed him in a cartard. I don't know what that is. A carotid. Okay, that's around the neck. I know the carotid.
Yeah.
Hold, and injected him with ketamine. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why the fuck?
EMS allegedly did that to calm him down. What they did was they murdered him. But let's take a look at this.
Our goal is to seek justice for Elijah McClain, for his family and friends, and for our state. In so doing, we advance the rule of law and the commitment that everyone is accountable and equal under the law.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us. Jordan Chavez and Chris Bianchi with you with some major developing news.
Now, five people have been indicted by a grand jury in the death of Elijah McClain. He died in 2019 after being injected with ketamine. He was stopped by Aurora police while walking home from the store.
Yeah, there are 32 counts in total. Three police officers and two paramedics are facing manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide charges. They are current Aurora police officers Randy Rodema and Nathan Woodyer, former Aurora officer Jason Rosenblatt, Aurora Fire Rescue paramedics Lieutenant Peter Chakuniak and Jeremy Cooper. Now, the paramedics are also facing additional charges of assault as well as criminal violence.
And Elijah's mother, Shanine McClain, spoke with our Alex Lewis earlier this month about the investigation.
So grand jury is considering charges against these officers. My question for you is, what do you hope comes out of it and what do you expect? You know, I imagine those might be two different things.
I would love life in prison for all of them, but I expect them to be lenient.
Nine News investigative reporter Kevin Vaughn has been following this case for the last 2 years now. And Kevin, how rare is it to get a charge here against police officers and paramedics in this case?
It used to be extremely rare. There was a case in Morgan County in the 1980s, one in Denver in the 1990s, where police officers were charged in fatal shootings and then acquitted by juries. But more recently, it's been happening more often. Just last week in Boulder County, two sheriff's deputies were convicted of manslaughter in the death of a man in a transport van. And, of course, we've been covering this case in Loveland, where two officers are facing charges after the arrest of a woman in her 70s with dementia on a shoplifting charge. She suffered injuries. So it's happening more now than it has in the past, for sure.
Yeah, and so, Kevin, so talking about this specific case, where does the process even go from here?
Well, it now is going to move into the criminal justice system. These five people that have been charged will be arrested. They will be photographed. They will be booked. They will have to post bail. They'll be released, and it will start to work its way through the criminal justice system. If it gets to a trial, that's likely to be at least many months in the future, possibly years in the future. The courts are very backed up because of the pandemic. Lots of cases got delayed, and cases like this, they're complicated and involve multiple defendants, often take a long time.
Kevin, these charges came out of a grand jury investigation. How rare is it to use a grand jury in this type of case?
Well, grand juries offer prosecutors powers they don't have normally. They can compel witnesses to testify. They can grant witnesses immunity and they lose their Fifth Amendment right. And they also can compel the production of documents. And that's something the Attorney General talked about today in making this announcement, that they used the grand jury to get documents they couldn't otherwise get. It's not terribly unusual, but it does happen.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much. And, of course, this is only certainly a fraction of the story. We're going to have a lot more coverage over on our website, 9news.com, as well as more coverage coming up on 9 News at 4 and 5. So stick around for that as well.
Yeah, I was gonna use a different video, which was longer, and with Reverend Al. I would – If you haven't been following this story, this is one of the murders that hit me the hardest. This one and Sandra Bland, those are the two that hit me personally the hardest. I mean, they all hit. But this one, because of the uniqueness of this young man, he was that guy that people would call weird, stayed to himself, played the violin, a little quirky, you know, but a good spirit, you know, just a good spirit. When these police officers were assaulting him, and I remember watching video, and he was saying things like, "You guys are so strong. Oh my God, I didn't do anything. I don't have a weapon. My name is Elijah McClain. That's my house over there." You know, like, just very, he was an innocent. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a pure spirit. And just that one hit hard. This one for me was like, matter of fact, I was watching the news today earlier, and the newscaster, I don't know his name, the guy on the news, brother, he wept. And what he said was so true. He said, if a guy like Elijah McClain just going around the corner to the store to pick up iced tea for the bodega, basically, just going around the corner to the store to get his brother some iced tea or something is not safe, then none of us are safe. And this like reeks of 1940s, Jim Crow, you know, like before that, you know, the things that we think of historically. This one was a stark reminder for me that things haven't changed at all. It's how they do it.
We've had so many reminders of things that take us right back to before the 60s, you know, before the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you're taught how things like managing your emotions and de-escalation and, you know, talking through things when there's potential anger or violence involved. You're kind of brought up doing this. Don't hit others, you know, just keep that sort of thing, right? And then you have what are supposed to be trained police officers. They are the biggest perpetrators of the violence. Now, if like, and in most cases, it's for whatever they perceive to be not following an order or not listening will lose your life. Is that what we're saying? Because in cases like Eric Garner and Sandra Bland and so many others, Tamir Rice, so many, Ahmaud Arbery, so many others, like I don't even think I'd be able to get through a sentence for naming all of the people, you know, George Floyd. And then the use of ketamine to calm him down, I'm trying to figure out right now.
Calm him down from what?
Well, here's the thing.
That's the thing.
What did you expect him to be when you were absolutely doing nothing but minding your business, walking in the street? You get stopped by police officers for whatever reason they stopped him. I'm not even clear about. But clearly he was not doing whatever they put out there or suspected. You know? And then you have...
But wait, Rez, are you aware that the police officers who murdered him went to his gravesite a year later?
Four.
And mocked how he died during, there was a rally? These guys are, these.
Wait, what do you mean mocked how he died? I didn't hear that.
They went to his gravesite where people were rallying. And they mocked him. This is and they wore t-shirts, I think, that said, I think it said, I can't breathe. I'm not really sure.
And this was okay, meaning everybody in the town that this happened should be outraged. Everybody in the town should be outraged to see people that are supposed to serve and protect you mocking you. This could be anybody. Like, take race out of it for a second. This could be any one of your children at any given time. If that whole town doesn't flip that.
Yeah, this one, I'm telling you, this one, no. For me, hit really differently. This one. And I have to say that, you know, I'm glad that they finally indicted these assholes.
Well, indictment is not good enough because you can indict anybody. It doesn't mean they can be convicted.
Well,
It's easy to say you can indict anybody, but most police officers don't even get indicted.
But I mean, return back to the job.
I'm not saying that I'm happy. Okay, it's over. Let's go to sleep. What I'm saying is I'm glad that process is going on. Meanwhile, the police union put out a statement already saying that the officers didn't do anything wrong, that they didn't murder him, that he had a pre-existing heart condition.
Come on, man, with this pre-existing shit.
You know, it's just... my phone is going bananas over this storm. It's driving me crazy.
Listen, I'm lactose intolerant, and I know that eating a Jim Dandy, pre-existing, I'm lactose intolerant, but I know that a Jim Dandy will have me on the toilet. So if I don't eat the Jim Dandy, guess what? I'm fine.
So here's Pop wrote it out.
Three former Aurora police officers failed to persuade the city's Civil Service Commission that they should be allowed to rejoin the department after posing smiling pictures at the memorial site for Elijah McClain, reenacting a chokehold used on McClain's last conscious moment and laughing at the selfies. See there?
Yeah.
You there? Right there. So you thought this shit was funny. And they probably wouldn't have gotten indicted if that didn't come to surface. But you thought the shit was funny. You have no regard for human life. None whatsoever. None. And that's okay. And the people in Aurora, if that is acceptable to you, then you are just as racist as the police officers. And you were also co-defendants in this murder. The whole town should be outraged behind this. Two of the officers, Erica Marrero and Kyle Detrick, however you say his name, posed for pictures. Erica and Kyle, go to hell, both of you. Another officer, Jerron Jones, mimicked a chokehold. You two, Jerron, join them in hell. The ketamine, which was used on McClain before he died in Aurora police custody, the officers on duty at the time took photos near the spot 2 months earlier. Other Aurora officers violently detained in chokeholds, and a paramedic injected the 23-year-old with ketamine. Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson fired all three officers. Yeah, she should have put them in jail first and fired them while they were in jail. And I hope that they don't get their benefits. Fire them without their pensions. Yes, no sane-minded mocks three deaths, sadistic and pure insanity. And that's the stuff I'm talking about right there. There's like a disconnect between your action and your soul. Because it's possible to, and how about this? Say a suspect got away. Say they got away. What's the worst thing that can happen? You come home safe. You didn't kill anybody. You don't win them all. It's almost like it's just an immediate death on any kind of interruption to how you do things. Like people are supposed to have no reaction, no fear, no nothing when stopped by police, particularly when you know you haven't done anything. That's a different kind of energy, you know? When you know you've done some shit, 90% of them walk out okay because it's like, all right, you caught me. There's some kind of leveling of sorts there. But when you've done nothing that should equal your death, well, none of it equals death. But when you know you've done nothing, it becomes like, what happened? And in your quest to know what's going on, they act like they don't have to explain anything to you. They act like you can't ask questions. Come on, inhumane, and all of them need to rot in somebody's prison in Gen Pop. You didn't need no protection in these streets. You don't need none in jail either. No PC for you. Straight and Gen Pop. Animals. Animals. So that clearly don't even get, you know, and that trial I will be following. You sitting there and you, what you want to do, remorse? Really, you blew that. You blew that. Jackasses. Excuse me.
They have no remorse.
No, they don't. You know.
This song right here goes out to all my brothers and sisters all across the land. No matter what you're going through, you gotta keep your head up. God is with you. God is with you. Troubled world that I see every day through my eyes. So beautiful God created me. Oh, many people, many places, Lord have mercy. My earth was separated, and I'm just trying to get along in this world on my own. And I'm just trying to get along in this world on my own. I shall never worry, cause I'm not alone. God is with me, and I know he won't let me go. So if you're out there and you're lonely, just remember, faith is power, and you're not alone. The kid alone. Get along
on my own.
And it's all a part of life, all the pain and the strife. One day we'll understand that there's a master plan. There's a reason for all that we go through. There's a promised land, and he promised that to me and you.
No, sorry, needed. It's true what they say. Music calms.
Savage. The savage.
Oh, man. Man.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm just, I don't even know what to say about it anymore. I don't even know what to say about it anymore. There are absolutely no words. You know, we had George Floyd anger and fury all over the globe, and it's like next. It's just. If I weren't living at this time, I wouldn't believe it.
I feel you, because, and I bet you, if you were to take a ride, if we were to take a ride in a time machine, went back in time to Selma, Alabama, and told Dr. King and the whole congregation that in 2021, we would still be going through. They all, you know, the sacrifices that they made was so that this kind of stuff wouldn't still be going on at this point. You know?
And then there's the link there. There's for all those that say, you know, that was back then and I wasn't living in that time back then, you know, and I'm talking about, you know, white folk.
Yeah. What about now? What about right now? You live into it right now. What are you doing about it right now, Karen? Right. What are you doing right now? This is the thing.
Right.
This is the thing.
Right. We're still in it.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to change some things. This is not past we're talking about now.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, I think I need some more music.
Yeah. Yeah. Please.
I think I need some more music. I think, and some different kind of music. Not exactly house music. I ain't ready for that. I ain't going there.
No.
We ain't that. You know what? And it's so funny. It's so funny, Rez, about music, right? That if I played house music right now, I'd be telling a lie. I'd be playing a lie. You understand what I'm saying? Like it contradicts my emotion.
Right.
Isn't that it's really interesting the way
And then sometimes you need something to lift the energy off your spirit, lift the spirit of satanic reasoning and gesture. So something juxtaposed to what we're dealing with also helps.
So something.
And then there's DMX. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
No. Well, yeah. There's that. That just might fire me up. I got it, Rez. I got it.
You got it. What you got?
You're gonna love this, or maybe not. I'm gonna love this.
Oh, Okay. I like them greedy, black like Edie, eyes beady, with willing to get to the knees. I done ran through a ball from around the way, bitches. Out of state hoes and we've been hitting shit. All I tell them is, let me get that, in the song. Knock a motherfucking fool, and then I'm gone. I got the white bitches saying it's a black thing. Gotta leave that hoe with no dough and plenty of back pain.
It's so good, it's so right. Fuck all day, fuck all night.
Check it. I got beats in the beat that you love to ride to. Funk for your funk is what I provide to. So slide through your hood with me in your deck. It's your correct way to get your groove on. Lost and I paid the cost to be the boss as a kid. Now I be the one that your cake mess with. They thought luck did it, but it didn't. Cut them back again. Back with the big and my newfound friend.
Sliding in from the front, never way behind. You're trying to figure how I came with the style of mine. Remain in your pieces, I release the flip into your hip. Brad big and small.
Oh shit, on top of all that, I'm so remarkable. Flow, making competition know. Ain't an MC coming close to D. Notorious B.I.G. Baby, baby.
Yeah.
I have to say, I feel a little better.
One of those songs just doesn't belong here. Yeah, can you tell me which one? One of those songs is a kitchen house song.
Are you referring to Mr. DMX?
Loved Earl as I did. You know, well,
I
just say that was the sum of many of his parts. We loved him nonetheless, but you know.
That's it. But I needed some good cussing, but I didn't want it to be angry cussing, and I didn't think he was angry in that one. Well, it does, isn't it?
Subject matter was a little angry sounding.
You know, I feel better.
Well, that's good. I guess that's all that matters.
No, it's a part of it. It's not all that matters. It's a part of what matters.
Part of what matters. Gotcha. It was horny cussing. Okay. I knew Pop would work that out some kind of way.
That's good. That's good cussing. That's good cussing, you know.
Well, the great thing about it is there were no unwilling participants.
We hope.
We haven't heard, and I'm going to leave it at that. There were no unwilling participants in any of X's discretion. Yes, it is a Wet Wellness Wednesday. I like that. Wet and well.
You know, I like that too.
How you doing on the self-care since we last spoke about it, Silky?
For me? Oh, you know what? I have started to actually declutter. And did you hear? Yo, that's the wind outside?
That is the wind and thunder, yes, outside.
That's deep.
Can I tell you, my backyard is looking like some lush tropical something another. Like, there is new growth all over the place. Like, places that had not grown since I've been living here are now, like, growing. Like, I got shit growing up on the sides of my deck saying hello. And I'm like, what is this? Like, it's wild. It's really wild to watch, you know?
Yeah, the tree outside the back is the roots are growing like crazy, and it's
above the ground.
It's underground, and it's starting to lift up the deck. So we're trying to figure out what we're gonna do because it's getting crazy.
Well, when they say so, that means the roots are growing up. So what they may recommend is to put mulch, a lot of heavy mulch on them, because they need to absorb the, because they absorb the nutrients. That's just the roots trying to get air. Purge that shit out your house. Ah. So your declutter is your self-care?
Yeah. It's actually doing me good up in here.
Okay.
I like that Wet Wednesday concept.
Misty J, Newark to Maplewood.
Misty, why are you out there? Safe now. Do it, please.
Are you going from Newark to Maplewood? Or do you live in Maplewood? That's interesting. My wet had nothing to do with rain. Oh, God. Nothing to do with, oh, yes, it's vicious. Yes, vicious. Right.
Hey, my wet had nothing to do with rain either. That's all I got to say about
this. You two are two horny toads. Stay on possibilities. Yes, and drive safe. And I don't know what road you're traveling.
I forget something about the. It's one bus. But got to get to the bus.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's working. I know, and I don't know. Everybody just please. Misty, hit me up somewhere when you get safe, okay? Just somewhere. If it's just, I don't, here, Insta, somewhere. Somewhere, let us know you're okay.
Do you do something? Are you of emergency service status or something like that? Because honestly, the self-care today would have been not going to work. As I say, while my wife is currently in a studio, probably doesn't know what the weather's doing. But yeah, I think I'll try to reach her if I can.
Exactly.
Ugh. This is just a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess. You know, it's just, wow. You know what?
God willing.
This is pretty interesting. Let's see. How could I get this without, I think I can do this. I'm doing too much, y'all. I just want you to know.
And yes, LaVon, I absolutely agree with you. Prayers to the family of the 13 soldiers.
Oh, absolutely. I meant to say that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so much going on. It's hard to see what part is the distraction and what part is the reality. What is the real thing? I mean, the Elijah McClain thing is the real thing, is a real thing. The rolling back Roe, Texas, all the Texas shit is some real eyes on Texas, and people need to vote. I mean, this current, I ain't gonna, all right, all I'm saying, if you're anything other than a white man in Texas, either vote or get out.
I've got some loved ones in Texas. And I don't know. You know, it's so funny how people flood to states that offer them different economic advantages as far as real estate. One of the big ones is Atlanta. And love Atlanta, as I do, you know. And, of course, you know you go to get Texas and everything is triple size over there, so you can get great deals on properties, but their politics are out of whack, and I just can't, I can't do it knowing that, one, they'll, you can get a great deal, but what are you giving up for it?
Exactly.
What are you giving up for it? Because this, these are still some good old boy states, and until we get all of that nonsense out of there,
it is so true. What were you going to say, Beth?
No, I was just saying I don't want this to be a Debbie Downer day, but geez.
I'm. You know what? Honestly, I was feeling, I wasn't really feeling up to doing the show today. Tonight, rather. Just tired. Not, you know, feeling sad or anything like that. Just tired.
Right.
And so I was thinking about, oh, this would be a good night to try that thing where we can play a show that was already aired, that was previously aired. And I think we should take that liberty on one of these Wednesday nights. Wednesdays is a night that I'm generally tired. If ever there's a day that I'm like gonna like take off from the show, it would be like a Wednesday night, where I'm not on vacation, and that's why I'm, you know.
Right. Sure, sure.
But, you know, because I'm still working and whatnot.
Yeah, and Wellness Wednesday, you know? Wellness, wet Wellness Wednesday.
And the only thing that's wet over here is my forehead because I'm over 40, okay? So.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, because for those of you who can't see us, that laugh may have been suspect. I was laughing at her gesture, not at what she's experiencing. Over 40.
40, honey.
Mm. It's so funny. They say your life, you turn one at 40, but, you know, some of the other things don't turn one.
Shit. Yeah. I mean, like, damn.
40 is our reset.
I'm gonna write a new song. I haven't written a good song in a while, and this ain't going to be a good one, but it's going to be a true one. It's going to be, I'll be sweating.
And I'd just like to give a shout out to the James family. Mama James went home to God today, and just want to wrap my arms around all of the James siblings, Rebecca, Phyllis, all the rest of them. My heart and prayers are with you guys, and, you know, I would be out there with you if it was not for this weather. I would definitely be there.
So sorry.
Pop just checked in, and he just lost his internet and cable.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. Let's see if we can do a Black History moment or something.
Sounds good.
Sounds good if we can do it. Just so everyone knows, I'm having a little bit of technical stuff going on, like glitchy stuff. So if the show blacks out, or the show might go on and I just not be here. It depends on how it works. I don't know. It has its own mind.
Funny, when the rain wasn't coming down as hard, I was getting buffering a lot, you know, on my computer today. And but there is some good news for those of us that are into cryptocurrency. Ethereum has taken off, and in a 9-hour period, it has raised, it has gone up almost $500 and climbing.
$500, that is bananas.
Almost gone up. It's, well, the total amount right now is $3,833, but it has shot up an additional $500 in 9 hours, which is great.
Yes, that is. That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do this. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Let's try this. Thank you.
is very interesting. Here's a fun fact. He's supposed to be distantly related.
Yes.
So.
To Crystal Waters.
No, to me as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So are you and Crystal Waters are related then?
Somewhere in our tree, yes.
Very nice. Very nice.
My great aunt, through my great aunt, let's just say that, who was a shout out to Willie Fletcher.
Willie Fletcher.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she is the great aunt of Crystal Waters.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very groovy and interesting as well. That's what I thought you were going to say. I didn't know that you were related to them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Take some time for you, Javon, because Myrtle Beach is calling my name this weekend. Well, I hope you enjoy yourself, Sandra. This weekend, this phone is going crazy. It just drives me crazy because I'm home alone. Show's not here, and every time this thing buzzes, I'm thinking, you know?
One of the ones out and about now, too?
Of course. What was I going to say? Something about, you said Myrtle Beach. This coming Saturday, we actually have a guest coming through.
Alrighty.
Yes, Andrika Hall is coming through. Just remember that. I have to get the prep stuff together for that. I completely forgot, to be honest. And so thank you so much, Sandra, for reminding me.
Yes. That should be fun.
Yeah. She's cool beans. And then the following Wednesday, we have Dr. Wendy Williams, who is not Wendy Williams that you know, but Wendy Williams that you should know. What I'm most interested in, what I'm looking forward to, rather, not only seeing Dr. Wendy Williams again, but hearing the conversation between Therese and Dr. Wendy Williams. I am almost guaranteeing that it is going to be fruitful, interesting, and informative. So the September 8th show, y'all don't want to miss that.
Now, what kind of doctor, just so the people know, is Dr. Wendy Williams?
I really am going to have to leave that for her to say. But she's a PhD, not a medical doctor.
Okay.
She's a PhD.
And there seems to be some kind of ongoing, I don't know if it's a misunderstanding or a misconception or a general bias from medical doctors and PhDs, you know, because when I see things, and, you know, you've seen several videos out that exist where you have PhDs speaking on various topics. And the hottest topic right now we know are these vaccines and the COVID situation. So whenever we see a PhD talking about some stuff, folks want to go, oh, this is not a medical doctor. Dum-dums. PhDs often have to do mega research to get their degrees.
Absolutely.
I'm not talking about honorary PhDs. I'm talking about people that have actually been a PhD, and depending on their discipline or where they wrote their dissertation or what they may have been actively involved in, does qualify them to be an expert. Cut it out, good people. Cut it out.
Absolutely.
Sounds crazy. Sounds real crazy. And I'd like to hear what they got to say.
Exactly.
I'm listening to Willie Bobo. I can listen to them too.
You know, exactly. Now, I'm related to Willie Bobo. You may not have known that. And
no.
Joe Neckbone.
Oh, that's his uncle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Got that flowing through my bones. I hope Pop is okay. I'm worried about everybody right now. Y'all okay?
Yo, listen, we've got all kinds of, like, prayer stuff going on in this house right now. And when things get overwhelmed, we just go in. because we just, otherwise you feel powerless. And you know what I mean? You got to give it to somebody or give it to the powers that can govern our existence, you know, and we just have to pray with them and pray they hear us, you know, because it gets thick. It really does. Well, I say, if you got birthdays and things coming up or people you can celebrate, I'm so happy when people are saying happy birthday. You have no idea.
Exactly. No, I feel you. I feel you. You know what? I feel like I need another song. Sorry.
Hit it.
Okay, thank you.
The man with the mightiest touch, the fighter's touch. He's such a cold finger that can do to enter his web of sin, but don't go in. Lies can't disguise what you feel. But a golden girl knows when he kissed her was a kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware this heart of gold. This man is cold.
What can I give you?
Gee, I wonder who did that.
Ooh. Hold on, yeah.
Goldfinger. That was a good one. They got a Bond movie coming back, too, you know, onto the big screen.
Yeah.
And incidentally, for those of you who did not get an opportunity to catch Aretha in theater.
Oh, you got to see it. You got to see it.
It is now on your television.
Whew. And that was classic con right there.
What was that?
Some classic con. Goldfinger and To Serve with Love.
To Serve with Love. Yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
With
oh, my goodness.
Boy, with that woman. So.
Uh-oh, the hand is up.
Yeah, because.
Both of them are up.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
A certain somebody, I'm not going to say who, put out a video on, I think it was Instagram.
Uh-oh.
Where this certain somebody knew I would see it and was talking about getting Grammys, but singing not for the love of the Grammy, but singing for the love of me, although that certain person didn't say me per se, but I know the code. See, y'all just don't know the code. That was, that was like a code. But singing for the love of just the love of the music and love of love. But see,
it's called art before the accolades. True artists do not do art for accolades that way.
Absolutely.
You were born with this. You were anointed with this talent well before Grammys existed.
And would have this love whether there's Grammys or not. See? You see? I think you see it. You see? What happened now? What happened?
Now I'm just hearing some loud cracking like something breaking.
Oh, God. I hope it's not a tree.
That's exactly what I thought. I have two beautiful trees in my backyard, big ones, too. One is a big pine that's like right over the deck, which I love because I like the smell of it. Now, none of this is good for my allergies. And another one is a big sweeping oak that's, you know, behind it, but it's taller than the pine tree. So whenever I hear that crack, 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 it makes me, you know, gives me a little jumpy.
Yeah.
They've been pruned, but, you know, it means nothing.
Yeah, I got you. LaVon, I'm sorry I can't take requests tonight, sweetheart. I'm going to, I owe you one on the Jilly from Philly. That's my girl.
And yeah, shout out to Jilski Wilski.
Yeah, I'm going to owe you one on that.
If you ever want to see two women reduced to two-year-olds, like that child giggling that you play, you have to see what happens on Impact when Mo and Jill get together. They just become two little giggly girls. It's hilarious to watch. Hilarious to watch. I don't know what happens. I'm just like, what is this? What's happening? Shout out to Jill, one of our faves for sure.
Jilly from Philly. And she also put out a video saying that she is purging, which I happen to be doing that myself, and I think that my purging, though, is going to be a years-long process. It's funny. I don't have an issue purging people. You know how people say, that's it. We got to let people out of your life. If they don't mean you any good, if they don't bring you right, I don't have no problem with that part. I have mastered the art of You dim in my, we ain't getting along. I don't like the way your vibes are funky. I don't know what, I can't be around it no more.
Isn't that interesting, though?
I don't have time for it. I don't care about it.
But isn't that interesting, though, that the one thing that you can't duplicate not even in twins, people, but they're the easiest things to cancel. What is that about?
You know what? For me, it wasn't always that until I was near death because of relationships, friendships, quote unquote, people, allowing the wrong people to infiltrate my world. Now, I don't mean any of them any harm. Never, never that.
You said near death?
Yeah. Yeah. And a part of my healing was that there was just some people that I just didn't need to be around. I didn't need them around me. I still love them to death. I see you in the street. Yo, what's up? Peace. Yep, good. But you don't need to come to my house. You don't need to be calling me. We have nothing to talk about anymore. There are people that you can love from a distance. I don't have a problem with that. Not a problem. Whenever I talk to you, I feel stressed. My freaking head starts to hurt. No, we're not doing that. No, some people don't need to be replicated. Who canceling twins? What?
No, it was. That's hilarious, though. Yeah, that's funny. That's the last resort, but it is absolutely on deck.
I just don't need it. And my peace is a lot more valuable than friendships that stress me. I can't. If you act a fool, I don't have to watch you. If you're hurting yourself or hurting someone I care for, first of all, we're not having that. But, and I'm certainly, if you're hurting yourself, if you're hurting you, then you don't have a problem hurting me. Regardless of how much, I love you, fuck you. With that bullshit. No, that's some bullshit. You don't even love you. You don't love me. Now, some people I can hang with. There are certain people that right now in my life I wouldn't want to be without. But they may see me as toxic. And I get it if that's how they feel. I don't see how I could be toxic. I sit in the goddamn basement, with my own fumes. But anyway, I'm just saying. That cracked me up. I'm just saying. I don't. If I'm uncomfortable situation or with people, I can remove myself. I don't have a problem with that.
Oh yeah,
I'm a loner anyway. It's more work for me to extend myself to come out and be around people and to. If I leave this basement to go chill with you, you are fucking special to me. If I leave my basement to spend even just to meet you to give you flowers that somebody else left for you at my house. Don't leave flowers for them at my house. Go to their house and take them flowers. So that's my story.
Well, that's a bit of self-care. You have to always be careful about the energies that are around you. Yeah. But speaking about good energy, did you happen to catch CC Winans' documentary? Well, it's not a documentary. It was like kind of a special that she did on YouTube.
On Whitney, right? No, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
It was beautiful. And shout out to Cece Winans because she looks like she's aging backwards. She looks absolutely beautiful. And when she smiles, it has always warmed my heart. But they did a really great conversation about, their personal experiences and how, just some inside conversations, a cocktail conversations about Nip. And it was done in such a peaceful, respectful way. They were just reminiscing, and it was like being a part of their kitchen conversations. In fact, I'm glad that they shot it in the kitchen because, for a lot of us, the kitchens are the center of our houses, you know, of our spaces, our living spaces. You know, stuff goes down in the kitchen, you know, food and, you know, and sometimes, you know, if your home is kind of designed that way, you know, we do a lot in our kitchen space, you know, it's like kind of a hangout, you know, and not even the living room, it's the kitchen, you know. Yep. So folks come over, they're usually up on, you know, stools or just hanging out, and, you know, it's all centered in the kitchen. And that's where this was taking place. And it was Cece, her daughter. They brought Pat in, Houston. They brought Gary, her brother, in. And it was a great conversation. You know, it really was. They showed pictures and video clips, and, you know, and they just had really, really. It's live on YouTube. If you go to Cece Winans' page.
Yeah.
One story I love to hear was, and this is a testimony to how real Whitney was. So I got to be conscious in calling her Whitney. One story that they told, which warmed my heart and spoke to the epitome of who she was, when Ron passed away, Cece's brother, Winans, passed away, Whitney, I think, was on the road or something, but she was out of town. She wasn't around. And she found out about his passing. And Cece described, now she, you know, if you go watch it, you know, I'm obviously paraphrasing the story, but she said they were all in the church, you know, the family sits in the front, everybody was seated, you know, and she said they were all paying attention in front facing, you know, facing the coffin. And all of a sudden she started hearing, and when she turned around to look, you know, it was Whitney coming in from the church. She came in. And she came up and she sat with the family. She's move over. She sat near the family. She was by herself, you know, no entourage. She's like, well, that was my brother too, you know. And she, you know, just came, you know. And she did a lot of things that were just like, you know, the big machine called industry is responsible for a lot of things, you know. Images and press stories and things to put you in a certain light sometimes, so that bottom line, it affects their revenue. And oftentimes, you know, and I'm talking to a bunch of smart people here, oftentimes it has nothing to do with the spirit of the artist. A lot of the imagery that they put out and images that they promote and want to sell is part of the package that they want to sell to do it. Now, she wasn't far off. She was dead on. They were dead on with the talent part of it, but the personality part of it, you know, was responsible for a lot of things that weren't accurate, you know, because she had a huge heart. You know, she gave to those that she loved selflessly. You know, she always, like they were talking about, was never a competition with her and any vocalist. She had love for a lot of amazing singers, and you know, just how she helped quite a few people without the fanfare. You know, it was just love. Yes, it was just love, you know. And you know, there's a lot of stories, and they told a story particularly about Aretha Franklin, which I thought was really funny, because, you know, Aretha was also a songwriter. And Pat told the story where, you know, Aretha would call and say, you know, I got a song for Nippy. I got a song for Nippy. And for those of us who knew Nip, knew she was a firecracker and could read you for filth, right? But clearly she didn't want to do this particular song. So she was like, when Pat gave Whitney the message, Whitney said to Pat, tell her to sing her song. Tell her to sing her own song. Tell her to get them songs to my mama, you know, which was hilarious. So if you guys get a chance to check it out, get them some traction over there. You won't be sorry. It would really warm your heart. And it was a good thank you, Pop, for sending me the link, because I was out, but I watched it, you know, at dinner, because I really wanted to see it live. You know, I wanted to be on live. And it was amazing. I liked it. And it, you know, it was very familiar and warming. Did you get a chance to check it out?
No.
Well, it's still up. Check it out. You'll smile. It'll make you smile. And it's funny. Funny as hell. You got a friend that is constantly making poor dating decisions. This last one looked like a real serial murder in the face. Murderer, okay. I'm like, fuck it. You and Michael Myers go be crazy. Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactamundo.
The best you can do is just, you know, check in with your friend to make sure she's all right. But, you know, sometimes, you know, and it's about knowing personal boundaries, boundaries that other people must have when dealing with you and your own. You know, you don't got the capacity, you just ain't got it, you know?
Exactly.
I'm real clear on that these days. Ain't no Captain Save-A-Ho over here. Hold on.
Brave.
That's, you know, he's the alarm dog.
Oh, really?
All righty. She's home safely.
Good, good. One down, one to go.
One down, one to go. Yes.
Here's a little CC Wine and Phil Perry.
Hey.
In a mansion or a ghetto, from where you start your journey, anywhere you go, so look across the ocean, see those on distant corners, see the one beside you. Look in their eyes long enough and you know. Mm-hmm.
I know that's your jam.
But in my heart you came and I closed the door. And now I see that sorry girl look in your eyes. I know she's back in town again.
Don't let her back in her life. Don't tell me that it's over.
Oh, well, you know.
Don't tell me, tell her. Turn around. Don't you go. It's like.
Have you ever heard the rendition done by Phyllis Hyman?
I don't think so.
Ooh.
I think I got to get that.
Ooh. Ooh.
I got to get that. I don't have that.
Yeah.
I'm just not. I'm not in the mood to look anything up tonight. Sorry, guys. On a normal night in the basement, you mention something, I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna play it before the show's over. I just don't have that with me tonight.
Gotcha.
I'm sorry.
Well, shout out to the legendary group Odyssey because
yes.
That's where it came from. They're the ones that did my other favorite, Inside Out, and Native New Yorker.
Oh my goodness!
They were hot. They had a couple of cuts.
Yes, 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 that's true.
And if you don't know Odyssey, you got to know them.
Yes, Native New Yorker was the bomb in New York. Mm-hmm.
No! Woo-hoo-hoo. I always thought that was me. That was my being a Native New Yorker.
Okay.
That was my New York City girl.
25-5, hello, lady.
New York City. Yes, I grew up riding the subway.
Yeah.
Up in Harlem, down on Broadway.
Yeah.
I was no tramp, but I was no lady. Talking that sweet talk. The heart and soul of New York City. Yes.
Yep.
Those kind of songs back in, you know, that reminds me of that nostalgic period where music was music and Times Square had a stench that you just couldn't shake.
It really was funky.
But it was nostalgic. It was a nostalgic stench.
It was.
That only true New Yorkers know.
Yeah, it smelled like prostitution and rats.
She sits alone, waiting for suggestions. She's so nervous, avoiding all the questions. His lips are dry, her heart is gently pounding. Don't you just know?
Come of these young folks are going to be like, what in the hell is Javon going through?
Hey, come on now.
I'm in my feelings tonight, Red. Uh-oh.
I love when you're in your feelings. Let's go.
Woo.
Come on, Bab.
That's it. That's it.
Shadows falling, baby, we stand alone. Out on the street, anybody you meet got a heartache of their own. Make it a crime to be lonely or sad. You got a reason for living, you battle on with the love you need.
Yeah.
to you. I can't help myself if I wanted to. I'm hung up, no doubt. I'm so in love with you. For me, that's the way I'm called. Deeper and deeper in love with you I'm falling. Sweeter and sweeter, your tender words of love keep calling. Eager and eager, yeah, to see your lips upon my face. Pleaser and pleaser, anytime or any place. I'm gonna love you, love you, love you. I'm gonna need you, need you, need you. Every day, yeah. I'm gonna want you, want you, want you. In every way,
in more ways than one. and I refuse to leave till I see the morning sun creep through your window pane. 'Cause love won't let me leave. Not one more minute, baby. The time is right. Turn down the lights and take my hand. We'll take a flight.
I'm just singing the song. I'm just singing the song.
In Wonderland. Now move a little close to me. You owe it to yourself, and I will selfishly take a little for myself, and it's because of you that love won't let me wait. No one, listen, girl. And only you can set me free when I make love to you. We'll explode in ecstasy, and I won't take the blame. That love won't let me wait. No more love.
Gotta
that life is for the living. So let's live it, baby. Yeah.
Well, here we are. It's kind of nice though, like this. A very special treat, you know.
Between you, baby, and me, love, I can't believe this feeling. You're so sweet, honey, delicious. All our world is true, true. You're so nice, a lot of talent, I like it. Smooth and serious. And I can be persuaded. I truly, truly, truly adore you. How I adore you. Take me in a precious way. Precious way. Between us, make all the stars glow from our eyes. All the treasure, pleasure, emotion, love's emotion. Nothing to lose but a try.
Turn off the
light. That's all.
Ooh, that was enough.
That was fun.
You know something funny? Every single one of those songs, except maybe the last one you played, is actually on my phone library. I was looking at as you were playing. I was like, wow, that's amazing. Like every single one except for the last one.
Except for Turn Off the Lights?
No, no. Turn, no,
oh,
not Turn Off the Lights.
Between
number four,
you
I'm
and
sorry.
Me, baby. Between you
yeah.
and me. That's
yeah.
our friend, the original disco chick.
Yes, yes.
Linda Clifford and Mr. Curtis Mayfield.
Yes,
that is one of my favorite jams, actually. And when it's so funny because I grew up loving that song. I had no idea that it was Linda Clifford. I knew it was Curtis Mayfield. I just didn't know who the female was until I think the first time I interviewed her and I was looking her up. You know, you do your research. I was like, what? Oh, my God. She sings on my favorite, freaking one of my favorite songs. Not my favorite. You know what? I can't even claim that's really interesting.
Too many. Too many.
There's too many that I love. Too many songs that rock my world, so, you know, and different songs for different moods and so forth and so on. I'm going to let you get with your honey bunny, and I am going to get to praying. And everybody, ooh, look at that, right on time. I'm trying to get better with that.
Oh, thank you, Gabby Greta. I think she's got good taste, too.
And I think you got good taste because you watch me and Therese.
There you go. And you knew the songs
as
well.
And you knew the songs as well. And Therese has great taste. We already know that. So,
huh. Thank you, Therese.
So, you know what? I'm glad that Mo came through and everything. Maybe dates and then Gabby and we can do that
show when Gabby comes on, and you know.
Yes, Gabby. Looking forward to that. I have to get my mama engaged in this one because she didn't tell me the time. I was.
Yeah,
I knew it at one point. I don't remember.
Yeah, some astrological stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm also hoping to bring through another person as well, not on the same day. I like for everybody to have their day to shine. But on a separate day, the young lady I was telling you about who did that reading for me that told me to empty out my wallet, which was freaking amazing, and told some other people some stuff that was like, whoa. It's like, whoa, how you know all that? But anyway, yeah, it should be good. You interfaced with Mr. Curtis Mayfield posthumously. Interesting. Interesting. Very, very interesting.
The late, great Curtis Mayfield. Responsible for some soundtracks now. Don't get it twisted.
You know what I'm saying?
And, one of my favorite.
That was, you know, I kind of missed that when it was one artist who did the soundtrack. Soundtrack by Curtis Mayfield, period.
Gladys, yeah, he had a couple of them.
Yeah, Gladys Knight and the Pips, period. You know? That's it. Oh, my God. That's my like. That's my favorite right there. That's it right there.
From beginning to end.
Yeah. Okay. We got you. Peace. Love.
Stay safe, stay dry, and I hope everybody that's lost any power gets it back. Prayers, I'm praying over all of you.
Thank you so much. And good night.
Come home, Cheryl.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and you are in the basement with Javon and Therese. In the basement with Javon and Therese. In the basement. With Javon and Therese, with the basement, hey, with Javon and Therese.
Ooh, I dig that.
So.
Hi, you're Khan, and you're listening to and watching Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Basement, no longer alone with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah. Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All our offices, though, Jay.
What time? So,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank well, thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just kidding.
and I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Ooh. Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. So,
yeah.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.
Good night, everybody.